שוס, ידידי הגוין שליטה ראש הקיירו, ומחך מהקיירו שליטה. It's a little bit time to get together this evening and let's talk a little bit, maybe one or two hours. The first hour is in the Novi, in Yena. The Haftarah of Yom Kippur by Mincha is you get to see something which is very striking. The way the people on the ship handled Yonah in that difficult situation. Let's just see what's happening over there. There is a Tsar Gadol in the Yam, and Yonah is clearly the one to blame. They threw a gale. They threw a gale three times. Each time it was not for Al-Yayna. Yayna admits his guilt. He says, Kibe Shili Hasar Golazeh. And he even tells them what he's guilty for. He says, Sehi Barech Meis Hashem. And not only that, he tells them, Se'uni Vatiluni Elayam, V'yishtek Hayam Me'alechem. So you'd be sure that this is a no-brainer. They're going to flip him out. You're dealing with 400 goyim and one yid, and the yid is guilty, and he is the threat and the raidif that's bringing this whole Tsar Gadol and threatening everybody to be drowning at sea. Rabbi, I mean, most of us spent hundreds of years in Poland and in the Ukraine and in Russia, there even without any blame and without any gale, they would just take the Jew in 1 second and blame him and just flip, rob him of everything and his shirt and his pants and throw him overboard. Without no guilt, without no justification, no explanation, and without his own confession, without anything. We spent hundreds of years like that. We know about this. Where these sterling meat is coming from? The 400 Avdei Zohar, where's this Gevaldika Avos Yisrael coming from? Is it like a fantastic hanhaga and perfect behavior pattern and so considerate to him that even when he's admitting his guilt and saying, Se'uni vati luni layam v'yishtek ayam aleichem, they're very hesitant, and finally when they do it, they're being mispalled and saying, this is all what's in Pshut HaShem. We can go with Chazal, it's even more. Initially, they put him only up until his knees into the Yam, and they're holding on to him. And at that point, the Yam, the storm stopped. So they brought him back up. The storm started raging again. So then they put him again up until his waist. And again, the storm stopped. So when they brought him back in, so again his storm started over again. They're doing so much to save him. Look what pains they're doing not to drown. And it's Kosev in the Novi, Vayachteru Anoshim, Lahoshu Velo Yaboshu Velo Yechol. Vayachteru. Actually says Loshu Machteres. Machteres means a tremendous avoda. Actually the Sugi Bo Machteres says that Bob Machteres gets killed because you assume he's going to kill the Balabayas because he's going to be Chazal HaMoloi. To be Chayti Machteres takes a lot of Amelis. If he just was Nichas Derech, Pesach, Moshe Pesach, Pesuach, so you don't assume he'll kill the Balabayas when the Balabayas confronts him. You assume he'll just run out. So the Balabayas doesn't have the right to kill him, then you have to be Maschavoy. But Machtartoi Zui HaSvalse because it takes Amelis to be Chayti Machteres. So he's going to be chasal amoli. He's not going to want to just run out. He's going to confront the balabais. But maybe he's a reif. So doshti vayachteru anoshim losh machteres and v'asher garbet lohoshev al yabosha, just to save Yaina. What says lohoshev al yabosha? I think the Goyim Malbim says that yabosha means that not they wanted to go back, bring him to Tarshish. They wanted to go back to Yafri port. That he should go back to Yafri and find a ship going to Nineveh to do a shlichus. You hear these tzaddikim over here that doing everything that he should be misaken and not be bereft of Hashem. They're all willing, these 400 Avdei Zohar, to go back back whenever he traveled and bring him back to the original port, so he should take the right boat to go to Nineveh to do the shlichus and to be ma'ir on the tshuva. Where are these midas tevis coming from? I know a Mishnah in Ovaz state, El Moli Moroi Shel Malvus Ish Esrayeu Chaim Beloi. Everybody would just swallow up his friend alive without Moroi Shel Malvus. Without a government, without an imposing threat of being incarcerated, there's no Yerushalayim. Which Moroi Shel Malvus out there in the sea were they afraid of? They were afraid of the Tarshish Malvus? They were afraid of Yavre, Nineveh? Out there in the sea, there was anybody to be afraid of? Where was this coming from, this tremendous nobility in Yerushalayim, that they were so bending over backwards to help him and not to drown this youth? The wrong plan. Things in the world just don't happen that way. So in order to say pshat, you just got to open up a shtickle to heal him. So Kapitel Kuf Zayin, and there the Mishnah describes the Yod Hayom Ba'onis, what kind of life they live. Hey Moro Meisi Hashem, the Oisim Melacha B'Mayim Rav. They're the ones that see the Meisi Hashem, the Nifla Oisov V'Metzula. Vayoyim V'Yam Idru Sa'ora. They see the Rishon just says something, and a Ruach Sa'or comes, Vatarimim Galov. The waves rise. Yalu Shemayim Yeldu Sa'imis Nafshom Baror Tismoykog. The people out there in the Yam, their nefesh just melts away. Yochoygu V'yanuhu Kishika V'chol Chochmosim Tizbal. All their skill in being Menal ship is completely irrelevant. They realize they're 100% vulnerable. Their whole, they're completely vulnerable to the Ratzon HaBorei. They see the Gili of the Ratzon HaBorei so clear, and the control of the waves, and that they are not in control. That any knowledge they have in being an Allah ship is so irrelevant that we hear how the Rosh was just rising the waves and bringing storms. Yechoyu v'yenuhu k'shikir and nafshem b'ror t'smoikog. V'yitzek v'l Hashem b'tzar lohem. Umud mi mitzukisei mi tziim yokeim sa'or ledmoma v'yech shukaleim. Akash Baruch gives a tzav, and now the storm is over, everything quiets down. V'yismuchu v'yanchim u'mechoyiz chevtzom yoydu l'shem chazdev v'nifloizim v'leyola. When people are out there in the sea, they don't feel in control, and they recognize that his battle is to a much greater powerful force. And that alone gives them such clear awareness of the Metzias HaBeirah and the Bria that they can change their whole Hanhoga, and they can be so much more proper. Because they know that if they make a mistake in the Hanhoga with Yainim, they're going to go right after him. They're going to follow him. In Braisi steht himself in Sichte Kedushin, that Reuf Saponim and Chasidim. Saponim are the people that are always at sea. The Yod HaYom Ba'onis, Oisim Melacha V'Mayim Rav, they're chasidim because they're living with this awareness. The people on the ship there with Yainim were not chasidim, they weren't always there. But at the time, when it was Yochim Sa'ara, that's when they felt it, and they were fully awareness of the Metzias HaBeirah, the Yerushalayim picked up immeasurably. That they had such a perfect anhoga that even when they see it's mamish the Ratzon HaBeirah to throw him over, they said, "Al no titin alinu dam noki, and don't be mechayev us." And this is was bedarf trachten that before we go into the yom and avoyim aborim alinu the teiva. The more aware a yid is that the yimei adin. Nobody is a muhzik in anything. And all his toiva and anything he has, all his anything he's shayef for, and his whole chayim and kiyim, boy mazer, boy mabor, his whole kiyim and nisri is nosin badin. The more awareness he has, that could make him steiger into chassidus in a minute. the more clear he is, how vulnerable he is, the more he looks around and sees what happened to his peers here, by Pliny and by Pliny. Just open your eyes and see. The more vulnerable he feels, and the less Moses he feels, and less he knows that he's in control, the more he recognizes how he's not in control he is in his own fate. That alone can make a person steig rein in tzitzis reifs upon him tzitzis. He just that cold is what does it. Lamdunu Rabbi Seinu that nobody is a muzik in anything when it comes to the Yom HaNeroyim. Let's say you have a year that has a very solid panhasa, has very good shalom bayis, he has wonderful children. He has a psychological problem that he has an older son that's not married. So he goes to the Yom HaDin. Most of his tefillahs are directed that his son should find a good shidduch. He's wrong. Everything is nothing but din. He's not mukzik on his panosah. He thinks that in order for him to lose his panosah, I'd rather be on Hashem that he can lose it, but he needs a big aveira to lose it. Like he's mukzik in that. I'm doing Rabbi saying that nobody's mukzik in anything because Mashiach is up there. The reason why you're a boruch, mechaya, amazing when you don't see a chav of Yud Beis Shana because the dog is going on Rosh Hashanah. So the chayim that he has after Rosh Hashanah is not the chayim that he had earlier. So Shema Menorah, that whatever chayim he had before, no matter how healthy he was, that chayim was poka and he's alive now because of the psak of Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. So why is this you're not mosing in anything? So he can't go to the Rosh Hashanah and assume that everything is there and now he just needs this thing. So the more kora a person has, that he's totally vulnerable in mamish and his whole kima, his whole matzias, the more shaykh he is to this hakora, the more yira shemayim he has, and the more tzchiyah he can be zeichet to from this hakora. And ken zayin, that this is the point in the mizmah of David, which is the main mizmah for Rosh Hashanah, the mizmah that talks about Hashem or Tzimloya, and fear is always with the Gili Malchus, the Revelation of the Berea, Sushom Roshaych, and we know Sof Yisrael, and Melech HaMiyuz, and Melech HaKovid. That's the Mizmah from Rosh Hashanah, and it starts off, Hashem Ha'or Tzimoloya, Teva V'yeish V'yivom, he has everything. Ki hu al yamim yisoda, v'al nahoriz yichoyenea. Ki sounds like an insinuous time, about he was al yamim yisoda, I'm mechoining it on the harvest. That's why Lashem Ha'aretz Imloya. What kind? How does that follow? How kind of serious time is that? What he's saying is that the core of the Malchus HaBayri is because he's miyazed the entire planet, Teva Imloya, underwater. Al Yamim Yisodav on the harvest Chaneir. So we are all on one big ship. We are all in a pin of Yodei Ayom Bonius. The entire planet Earth is one big ship that I mentioned, that feeling as if Yodei Ayom Bonius, like those people that were there on this Svina together with me. Al Yamim Yisod Van Nahoros Chagin B'Maket, the Malchus HaBayim and the Briyim, because we're on one ship. And Ken Zayin the Baruch of Reikor HaTzal HaMoyim is Me'in in Zeh, Pasha being Maket. And Yoni even said it to them. They came to him, and he says, Hashem Elokei HaShemayim Ani Yorei Asher Oseh Hayam V'Zeh Yabasha. You people have a bigger savers here because you're Al Hayam. Today you see Ma'aseh Hashem Heimero Ma'aseh Hashem because you're Al Hayam. I'm Yorei Hashem Asher Oseh Hayam V'Zeh Yabasha. By Yabasha I'm Magish, the exact same thing. By Abosha, it's also the b'china of one big sfina, ki hu al yamim yisoda. There's no big schachas to me now. I always have this yir shemayim. I'm a yid, he's saying, Hashem, okay, Hashemayim, and he's yobe. This is the Abosha, it's the same akora. But kefi, the goyla akora, that's how much the person is marius, the malchus abayra, that's how much she's marius, his yir shemayim. And that's a person who's starting to see this, and this is Gvaldi Eifen Harabi Zeicher in Gvaldi Eschis in the Yom HaDin. You have time for another point? Yeah.
What do you mean?
Another point? You have time for another point?
Yeah.
Nochon Nekudah.